10 minutes to 8. It's time for Business Again from Emma.
Thanks, Cathal. Enterprise Ireland hosts its Big Ideas Showcase today, where researchers from Irish third-level institutions present 19 new technologies to potential investors and partners as the researchers work towards commercialising their projects. The technologies were developed from state-funded research in higher education institutes. The agency then helps those researchers to meet business partners and to secure investment. We're joined by Enterprise Ireland's Deirdre Glenn, who's in charge of the Big Ideas Showcase. Deirdre Glenn, among the 19 projects, what kind of research is being presented today?
Well, among the ideas that are going to be presented today are ideas around raising IQ software, media, online training to help children improve their mental skills. We're going to have technologies around reducing the water heating systems within your home. We've got technologies around preventing the spread of disease within hospitals. So quite exciting, quite a vast array of opportunities being pitched here today.
One of the very ear-catching things that you've just mentioned is this lab coat that can it gets impregnated with something and prevents the spread of disease in hospital. How does that work?
So this is a really exciting opportunity that was developed down in the University of Limerick, and the researchers involved have developed these sort of new innovative particles that you can basically imprint onto textiles. So think of your white lab coats. And really, these are light sensitive particles, and at the flick of a switch, they become activated, and they really become attackers of the bugs that we are all very aware of, the MRSA type bacteria, the E. coli bacteria. So your hospital staff who basically wear these lab coats can really, using this technology, they can prevent the spread of the disease to patients.
Maybe so. They could do some work on surgeons' ties as well. Like they're supposed to be quite dirty. Now, who's investing in these people and their ideas?
Okay, so today's event is really about showcasing these ideas that the state has invested in to date. So Enterprise Ireland, working with the technology transfer offices, would have funded these opportunities within the academic community. And today is really about turning these ideas into new companies, into new ideas that existing company can actually bring to market. So this is really about translating these ideas out of the academic institutes into industry. So these 19 inventors are vying for the attention of 300 to 400 investors and business partners that can help them bring their opportunities to market.
Now, you've mentioned brain training, lab coats, reducing hot water use, food contents being evaluated for their nutritional benefits. Are there any sectors that are underrepresented out of these 19 companies today?
Well, this pool of 19 is part of a much bigger portfolio of opportunities that the state is investing in. So we're covering areas across manufacturing, engineering, energy, life sciences, food, informatics, covering all of the sort of the technology sectors. And this is really about bringing new ideas into our companies to help them to be relevant at an international basis, to help them grow globally and really to create jobs.
And does Ireland have a good name for research at the moment?
Absolutely. I mean, our government has been critical in terms of funding research within the public environment. So over the last 5 years, government have invested 30 million in supporting the technology transfer offices within our research institutions. And we work very much in partnership with those technology transfer offices to commercialise the research within the public system.
And that's all about today's Big Ideas Showcase. What kind of successes has this had in the past?
Okay, well, we've had quite significant success. One of the opportunities that was actually pitched last year is a company called Kilvar Systems. So the CEO, Alan Holland, would have pitched last year at Big Ideas. He has since been hugely successful in spinning out a company, raising 750,000 both from Enterprise Ireland and private investors, and his company is hoping to employ 18 new staff this year. So a great story.
Okay, Enterprise Ireland's Deirdre Glenn, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. Briefly, today's Glanbia shareholder vote in Kilkenny on taking the co-op stake in the PLC below 50% needs 75% approval of both active milk suppliers and shareholders, and it's believed the result could be tight. The motion being voted on, if passed, would mean Glanbia Co-op selling 10% of its stake in Glanbia PLC or cashing in €225 million worth of shares. Some of the money would be used to provide equity and help build a new milk processing plant in South Kilkenny. Most of it would deliver nearly €160 million in share spin out to farmers and others, with €15,000 going to the average milk supplier, but much more to larger shareholders. And briefly to the currencies this morning, the euro is trading at $1.29.16 and 80.71 pence sterling.